And now this is a dictation for Shirley Gantz, G-A-N-T-Z, July 135, addressed as a letter to Aubrey, A-U-B-R-E-E, Akers, A-K-E-R-S, N-P, 8755023. Dear Mrs. Akers, follow-up for Mrs. Gantz. Chronic kidney disease. Last visit in March. No hospital visit. Comes accompanied with son. Uses a walker. No vomiting, dysphagia. No diarrhea, bleeding. Does take iron pills. Makes the stools darker. No infection in the urine. No edema. No claudication. No chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Problems of memory issues. No sleep apnea. She has a medical call. She did call for hypoglycemia, did not require hospital admission, was treated at home with glucose. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight Bumex, Farxiga, Metoprolol, Potassium, Imiodarone. Next paragraph, weight is up from 188 to 194. Blood pressure by nurse was high, 159.77. Lungs appears clear, no gross arrhythmia, no abdominal distension tenderness, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is June, creatinine 1.3. Progressive over time. GFR of 39, the stage 3B, normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. There is low ferritin, although iron saturation is running high. PTH is normal, no gross anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive chronic kidney disease, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, update kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder. She has cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction, previously documented around 40. On diuretics and Farxiga, but does not appear to be dehydrated. Exposed to Imiodarone. Presently no gross anemia, no phosphorus binders, upper normal potassium, and no need for bicarbonate replacement. Update urine for proteinuria. Update monoclonal protein. Continue to follow.